This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended Britain's airlift out of Kabul on Sunday and praised the troops for their mission in Afghanistan. Britain's last military flight left Kabul late on Saturday, ending a chaotic 2 weeks in which soldiers helped to evacuate more than 15,000 people from the crowds who descended on the capital's airport, desperate to flee the Taliban. Johnson said Britain would not have wished to leave Afghanistan in this manner, following its nearly 20-year presence there, but he said the armed forces should be proud of their achievements nonetheless. But the former chief of staff of the British Army told Times Radio the government now needs to establish why it was so ill-prepared for the rapid fall of the country. Johnson said troops and British officials worked around the clock in harrowing conditions to complete a mission, quote, unlike anything we've seen in our lifetimes. The Yemeni military says at least 30 soldiers were killed and 60 wounded on Sunday in Houthi strikes on a military base belonging to forces of the Saudi-led coalition in southwest Yemen. A spokesman claims the Houthis carried out several attacks using armed drones and ballistic missiles on the military base. He says between 30 to 40 soldiers were killed and at least 60 wounded, adding the death toll may still rise as rescuers were still clearing the scene. Residents said that they heard several loud blasts in the area. The attacks come at a time when peace talks between the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthis, and backed by the United Nations and United States, have stalled after both sides failed to reach a compromise deal. The talks are focused on steps to lift a blockade on Houthi-held ports and an airport. This is VOA News.